Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. Abe TL Show. Hanging out with you till 6 o'clock here on Juneteenth. Dukes and Bell back tomorrow. They're going to be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So go see the fellas for a little happy hour. Get your Friday. Get the weekend started off the right way. Couple of things I want to update you on. Mike Farron, who just joined us in the past segment, wrote back to me, said, Didier Fuentes, and if you missed the news, Fuentes is being called up from AAA to start for the Atlanta Braves tomorrow. Where did I see that note? Mark Bowman had that note, and then Dave O'Brien also added that he just turned 20 on Tuesday. So he's just now 20. Third youngest Atlanta-era Braves pitcher, youngest since Mike McQueen in 1969. I think only Fricky was there for that debut. But Mike Farron wrote me about Fuentes, says he's got a big, high-carry fastball, says his slider is his best breaking pitch, and said don't be off-put by his AAA ERA. The peripherals, the reality is better than the optics on that. So we'll hopefully, man.
I think the important thing here is that it knocks back some of these starters another day.
That's the real.
That's the important
that's
thing.
That's the only real reason we're doing this. Because you had Bryce Elder slated, and then you get into Grant Holmes, and then circle back to.
Well, you need to.
Schwelly. It would have been Schwelly after
that. Need to wake
that,
up. So. That's really the biggest thing. The bats need to stay up and have a big series.
You're not
going to
win. Look, you can't expect guys to do what Chris Sale does every night.
No.
And go 8 innings, 9 innings. It was 8.2.
What Schwelly did goes right. 9 innings.
Well, but even Schwelly gave up
striking
the four
out 15
runs.
Guys.
Well, but I'm not talking about that. I don't care about the individual numbers. It's
sure.
about the runs allowed.
Sure.
And you gave up four in that Schwelly game, and you found a way to win. But what this does do now is put Schwellenbach in line for that first game, not against the Marlins, that first game against the Mets there. And you've got four in New York. And so you'll look at Schwelly, you'll look at Sale, you'll look at Strider, and probably I would maybe Fuentes has a crazy outing, and you circle him back. Maybe it's Elder on the road back. So we'll keep an eye on what that is. But you're going to see Schwelly, Sale, and Grant Holmes. And Strider. Schwelly, Sale, and Strider, three of the four against the Mets. So they're doing this to make sure that they've got what they want. Just the same way you didn't waste Chris Sale against the White Sox, a game you ultimately lost. They're trying to avoid wasting, if you want to call it that, Spencer Schwellenbach in a game against the Marlins and instead saving him for a game against the Mets. So that's what's going on there. So some interesting discussion to be had. I'm sure Dukes and Bell tomorrow at their regular hit with Grant McCauley will find out what they need to know about Fuentes. So make sure you're tuned in tomorrow, 5:20. To chat with Dukes and Bell, Grant McCauley. For now, it is time for the ABTL show to go OTP. Second half, just about to get underway there at the Club World Cup at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This is Outside the Perimeter. Some of the top national sports stories, headlines, and topics that I want to get to. Inter Miami and Porto. Right now, Porto still having a 1-0 lead. It was a first half, 8th minute penalty kick awarded to Porto, and that's how they hold the lead. Lionel Messi, a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. I've seen Jason Longshore say breathtaking passes. I've also seen 21 giveaways, and so or 14 giveaways, more than the other 21 players on the pitch. So there you go. That's what's going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Haven't got an accurate count yet for the attendance, but it certainly does look to be better than it was the other night. I also have not seen any complaints about the pitch, the turf, the surface, the grass, and what's going on there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Again, a very good dry run here for the World Cup. Also, speaking of soccer, U.S. men's national team back in action tonight, 9:15 against Saudi Arabia. Ton of panic when you lost, go down 4-0 to the Swiss. Feel a little bit better when you come back 5-0. And then we'll see what you got against Saudi Arabia tonight. But I'm not sold one way or the other. I'm not going to, again, same way I'm not going to be like the Braves won 2 games. They're back, baby. I'm not going to be like, all right, the U.S. men's national team took it home. They're back. Like, no, there's obviously some major issues coming in still a couple of months now, a year ahead of the World Cup. They got to figure that out. Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley going to be touring Fort Lauderdale Beach on Sunday. Championship parade for the Florida Panthers is on Sunday. And so second straight season, they'll have an opportunity to tour around. They had, and I was surprised by this number. I saw a report that said at last year's championship parade, they had 200,000 attendees. 200,000 for last year. We'll see if they can top that this year. Again, on a Sunday certainly should help. And right down there, expected to be right there along parade route along Fort Lauderdale Beach. So that should be certainly an opportunity for some fun for the hockey fans there in South Florida. A big story over the weekend here has been the sale of the Los Angeles Lakers. The Buss family selling majority ownership at a valuation of $10 billion. Now, Forbes had estimated the Lakers to be about a $7 billion franchise, so a little bit of a surprise being sold at $10 billion. But sometimes Forbes is just like, I get their finance group, and sometimes you just wonder, like, from the sports aspect of it. And there are some people I read that write for Forbes Sports. But sometimes I wonder if they're a little too business-focused and don't understand the athletic impact of the Lakers and the history and stuff like that. So I'm not overly surprised that it went for $10 billion. I think you talk about what the Suns went for a couple of years ago. I think that was, what, $6 billion? Then you kind of get an idea that seven's probably not the right area code there for the Lakers. And so it'll be very interesting, sold to the gentleman who also has majority ownership of the Dodgers. And Magic Johnson, certainly a big supporter and teammate of his with the Dodgers ownership group. And you wonder how much more he can do with the Lakers as well. Inter Miami has just seemingly tied this game up at 1. We'll see if the goal does indeed stand. I didn't see any flags raised for offsides, anything like that. Looks to be clean. Absolute golazo on the strike. I didn't see who got the final touch there, but really, really nice team goal. 3 or 4 guy. I know you only give 1 assist in a secondary, but probably good, you know, team assist, half of these guys here there. So interesting, though, for the Lakers. And, you know,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was thinking about this more because this could have been, and Mike Farron referenced Luka Doncic in regards to the Rafael Devers trade. This could have been a rough time to purchase the Lakers. If you had sold this 5 months ago, what are you thinking the future of the Lakers is? Because LeBron's about to step away, and where is this franchise headed? Right now, though, we know where it's headed, and it's headed to the back and to the shoulders of Luka Doncic. It really is the perfect time to purchase this franchise because you would be led to believe that they're not going anywhere in terms of competing and being right there. And so that's good news, certainly, for the new ownership. And it's another situation where the value of sports franchises just continues to grow and grow and grow. And I think we all have to understand, not every franchise is the Lakers, right? There's going to be NBA franchises that are going to be sold for probably less than $5 billion, which is obviously still a lot of money. But $5 billion, like if I'm the Sacramento Kings, can I get over more than what the Suns got? No, you're probably getting like five, but it's still $5 billion. I mean, like, what are we talking about here? The fact that the ratings are declining in a number of sports, going up in football, is irrelevant here. The TV deals are so extensive and so rewarding that the value of these teams continues to go up. The efforts into globalization by the NBA continues to improve the value of these franchises. And so many teams now own the land, own the stadium, and that's the real moneymaker. The Braves are worth a certain amount. The Braves and the Battery are worth a certain amount and a whole lot more. And I think you're seeing a lot more of that, again, across all sports. And that's why here in Atlanta, they're trying to build up some stuff around State Farm Arena. We understand that. And that's why the Lakers there, $10 billion. We're going to stick in the world of basketball. Coming up next, I have a couple notes about the NBA Finals. Game 6 tonight. Is the series over? It might be. But I'm not necessarily as sold on it. Now, I think the series is over. I think OKC is going to win. I don't know if they win it tonight. We'll try and break it all down on the other side. It's Abe Gordon in for Dukes and Bell here on a Thursday. I'm going to be back tomorrow with Randy McMichael in for Andy this week on Andy and Randy. So you're stuck with me, not just today, but tomorrow. And then I'm going to be here to ruin your week next week as well, because I'll be in for Randy all week. So we'll have some fun, though, and certainly we'll talk about everything that's going on in the sports world. Hopefully the Braves can sweep the Mets tonight. We'll talk about the Braves a little bit later in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And don't forget, Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 car, coming your way in 30 minutes. It's the APTL Show. We continue on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to Abe Gordon with the APTL Show.
Believe it. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the APTL Show. Rolling on here on Juneteenth on a Thursday. A little bit closer to the weekend. It's right there. Almost there. Lionel Messi just electrified Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A free kick golazo as Inter Miami takes a 2-1 lead now. I was just reading. Apparently, Inter Miami was a massive underdog in this game. You can get them anywhere from 3-1 to maybe 4.5-1 to win this game outright. So, They're currently holding a 2-1 lead. They're just the early stages still of the second half. But, I've seen a number of tweets about just how loud it was when Lionel Messi hit that free kick goal. So, there you go. The greatest of all time, in my opinion, right there in our own backyard, doing what people paid him to see. Scoring goals, being a maestro, all of that, as Inter Miami takes a 2-1 lead. Looking towards the NBA tonight, looking towards Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and it's interesting because I could sit here and make some arguments as to how the Pacers can win the game tonight, and I don't really even have to stretch those arguments. With or without Haliburton, I think the Pacers can win the game tonight. I find it tough to still not say the series is over. The series, in my opinion, is over. I just don't know how they can win 2 in a row against OKC. Even if they take the game at home tonight, what would it take for them to win on the road in OKC? And I know they took game 1 in OKC. I know they've gotten some games on the road over the course of the playoffs. I understand that. I just think OKC is the better team, and over the course of the 7 games, it will lean towards them. Now, tonight, it is, at least initially, all about Tyrese Haliburton and his health. How impactful, if he even plays, can he be? Because if he's going to give you what he gave you in game 6, you better have a different plan. I understand that the Thunder can attack him defensively because of his limited mobility, potential limited mobility. Fine. Either adjust your defense or put him on the bench. If he's not going to be better than what he was offensively, put him on the bench. He was 0-for-5, 0 points in the first half in Game 5. He ended up 0-for-6 with 4 points, free throws, in that game. If you're not getting more from him than what you got in Game 5, put him on the bench. And I understand he's the one, quote, superstar on this team, although Pascal Siakam's kind of there as well. Is Rick Carlisle going to make that call? I have a tough time believing he will. I think he's just going to let his guy say that he's fine to go and just roll with it. And I don't think that's the right call. I think it was fairly obvious he should not have played in the second half the other night. And More so because you just wonder how much another 20 minutes or 18 minutes or whatever he played in the second half, how much that would prevent him from being better tonight. I would have put him on the bench at halftime, say, start your treatment now. We're going to need you on Thursday. But that wasn't how Rick Carlisle ran it. So we'll see. So if Halliburton is not going to be the Halliburton we've seen, the guy that's hit game-winning shots, the guy that scored 30 points, the guy that had a 30-point triple-double earlier in the playoffs, who else has got to go? Pascal Siakam feels like the obvious answer there, but it's not a one-man show. It can't be. Because your one man's not better than SGA, and he's certainly not better than SGA and Jalen Williams. So who's going to go with Siakam? Who's going to step up if Tyrese Halliburton can't? Miles Turner, still waiting on it. This guy's supposed to be a difference maker. We haven't really seen it that much. If called upon tonight.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do we get there? Naismith, we've seen him get hot from three. Can he have one of those nights? Same with Nebhard. Same with Obi Toppin. Same with Benedict Mathurin. And most recently, and I think most directly, because I think if Halliburton can't go, you're going to see a lot more of TJ McConnell. Who steps up for the Pacers? And it's not always just the individual. It's a team effort, too. You can't turn the ball over like you did. I get that OKC's defense is good. You can't also give them easy points. You can't turn the ball over moving towards their basket. Pacers are undefeated when they score 110 or more points in the playoffs. Pacers are winless when they score 109 or fewer. The pace of play matters for Indiana, as does the three-point shooting. Last game, the Thunder shot well from three. You're not going to beat them. You're not going to beat them when that happens. I mean, heck, they won a game earlier in this series when they made three Only three deep balls. If they shoot well, you're not going to beat them. And then Jalen Williams. I don't think the Thunder need or expect 40 more from him tonight. But can he give you something close? If SGA goes for 35 or 31, can Jalen give you 27? And we've talked about this all series long. Role players on the road. Can they hold? Or do they disappear? Mentioned it after game 5. One of the bigger statistical anomalies was Alex Caruso being a plus 8 in 20 minutes when he was 1 of 8 from the field with 2 points scored. Didn't load up on assists, didn't load up on rebounds, had some deflections, block or steal here, but in general was just a problem. Does Alex Caruso show up on the road? Cason Wallace had an outstanding game. Does he show up on the road? Chet Holmgren's going to get minutes. What's his impact on the road? Or can it be canceled out by Nembhard, Toppin, Naismith, Turner? Turner's not really a role player. You kind of need him to be central. McConnell, though, is. Tyrese Halliburton did take part in practice yesterday. They're going to go through a walkthrough that's going to start any moment now, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit more. I certainly didn't expect to hear results of the MRI, but just the fact that he got an MRI to determine severity of a calf strain, it's concerning. It's problematic. And look, maybe it's one of those strains where you can play through it and you could deal with it. And maybe it's one where you're really set back. Again, I think the Pacers need to be smart tonight. You can't just put him on the floor because he's your guy. You can't just put Tyrese Halliburton on the floor because he's what got us here. Not if he's going to do what he did in Game 5. I think you start him. I think if you believe he can give you more than what he gave you in Game 5, you start him. But I also think you got to be prepared to make the decision that we gave you a chance to be better than you were the other night. You're not better than you were the other night. And we need to pivot. And so we'll see if Rick Carlisle, again, I think he's going to be a little bit shy to make that decision based on what I saw in Game 5. I have no doubt in my mind there was no reason to play Tyrese Halliburton in the second half. It did not help you win the game. You lost the game either way and potentially did more damage to the calf. Very interested to see. Again, I actually think the Pacers at home can win tonight with or without Halliburton. You got to remember, with Halliburton being as bad as he was, they got that thing down to 2 in the fourth quarter. That lead was down to 2. And they immediately turned it over 4 times and gave the Thunder a 10-0 run, and it was over. But it was competitive with Halliburton giving you next to nothing. And so that's what I'm looking for early. You know, it's funny because normally I'm, you know, I'll watch these games. I'm paying attention. But I know that early in an NBA playoff game is not the most significant action, right? You know, especially if it's middle innings, late innings of a Braves game. I might be watching it on mute while I got audio on Gaudin or Nikowski or whoever's on Fano, whatever. This is one tonight where you really need to be dialed in early to see what's going on with Halliburton, because I think that's the story of the first quarter. How early does he get taken out? If he gets taken out, does he get put back in? It's going to be fascinating stuff. NBA Finals could be done tonight. And if it does, and I talked with my guest earlier, Justin Fensterman, lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru, boy, what kind of dynasty could this be for OKC if they can figure out the financials? They got a ton of draft picks, a ton of capital. Very young team. Very young coach. They are headed for some max deals, for some super max deals. They got an MVP whose style of play is going to sustain, if anything, get better. If they close it out tonight, are we looking at the start of another dynasty? We're just kind of coming off of one to an extent with Golden State. Boston kind of let some opportunities slip, and now they're walking into an injury with Jason Tatum. I don't think that dynasty of or contendership is dead yet. I don't think it's going to be where it needs to be next year, though. Is OKC about to go on a run? And does it start tonight by winning Game 6 and winning the Larry O'Brien Trophy? It'll be very interesting. I'm hoping for Game 7, just like I did in the Stanley Cup. I'm hoping for Game 7. I think it'd be fascinating theater, especially if they had to do it without Halliburton tonight. All right, when we come back, going to be joined in studio for a couple of segments by Daniel Suarez, the 99 car, a Chevy NASCAR driver. Got a lot of things to talk with him about, including the race coming to Atlanta, not this weekend, next weekend, Echo Park Speedway, June 26th through 28th. We'll talk all about it on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Services, even passport photos. Staples. That was easy.
This is the Abe TL with Abe Gordon.
Any more questions?
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
75th minute there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Inter Miami is still leading Porto 2-1 in this game. Lionel Messi with a free kick goal in that one. So the crowd has got what they certainly came for, and we'll see if Inter Miami, which again should be a relatively significant upset, if they can pull off the victory there. So that's what's going on there. Hoping to be joined by Daniel Suarez in just a moment here. Just I know their arrival's 4:45 or so, and then I think they're somewhere in the building. We'll get him up to the studio in just a moment. Braves in action tonight, and so we're looking forward to that. What a game this could be. I mean, you've got Spencer Strider coming off of a really strong performance, 13 strikeouts against the Rockies. You've also got a situation where you could sweep the Mets. And again, we're not going to overreact to what it could mean. We're not going to underreact to it either. A three-game sweep is not back in contention in the division. We understand that. But it's not nothing. And if you're going to turn it around, if you're going to get into the wild card discussion or the playoffs, it's got to start somewhere. There's been times over the course of the season you thought you were starting a turnaround. Maybe this one can hold. And it's funny because I was looking at some of the stats earlier in the show, and we'll get back into that at 5:20 as well. This is a team that's gone on some successful runs this season. The problem is some of those nice positive stretches have been turned around and immediately negated by bad stretches. Mike Farron mentioned it earlier, coming off a run where you had lost seven straight series. Seven straight series for a team that's hoping to make the playoffs. And the one thing I kept going back to in regards to the Braves is that they had gotten where they needed to be. Like, that's the craziest thing about it. We talked about this 13-game stretch, right? Mets, Marlins, Mets, Phillies. Those four series, you're in the first stage of that now. And how close to 500 can you be coming out of it? Can you get back to 500? If you get back to 500, you will have had an outstanding run in the series. in that stretch. And the thing for me is they were there. What was the record? 23 and 22, 24 and 23, whatever it was. Like, they had gotten back to 500. And then it immediately turned back, and then you found yourself 8 games below again. And so, again, for your own good, for the mental state of the team, but also for the discussions, it's a big game tonight. You've won the series. That was probably the minimum, right? Because if you had lost this series to the Mets, everyone would just be like, all right, white towel time. It's over. Wave the white flag. And so you've won the series with an opportunity for more. I mean, I'm greedy, and I'm sure you guys are as well. Now that you've gotten to the point where you have an opportunity for the sweep, you need the sweep. It has to happen. So we're going to talk more about the Braves at 5:20. A lot of interesting stuff still to come your way. Again, Daniel Suarez, they are parking right now, so they should be here in a couple of moments, and we'll get him all set up. Maybe it's before the end of the segment, and I can get one or two in. If not, we'll just chat with him at 5. But he should be up here shortly again. Quaker State 400 available at Walmart that weekend. Echo Park Speedway is next weekend, June 26, 28. And so we'll get you set up for all the racing going on then. We've got an update to a story, and sometimes I don't know how this stuff isn't reported initially. We talked about Shador Sanders and being ticketed for going 101 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Well, ESPN has done some digging. Apparently, that's not his first speeding ticket this month. And I'm still not going to overreact to the story, but I do think it changes things a little bit. Apparently, earlier in June, Shador was cited for going 90 in a 65. So this is now his second speeding ticket in the span of 10 or 12 days. Again, I mentioned it when we talked about him going 100 on the highway. This was him going 90 on the highway. Speeding tickets happen. I've had them. Just spoke with Garrett Chapman, who's now enjoying the rest of his afternoon. He's had them. Speeding tickets happen. I'll tell you what didn't happen for me is a second speeding ticket immediately. I was terrified after my first speeding ticket. This is the only time I ever drive like the actual speed limit is right after a speeding ticket. And then eventually you get more comfortable and it starts to, you know, speed works its way back up and you rejoin the rest of society who's going 80 miles an hour on the highway. Now, again, he's going a little faster than I go normally anyways, but the thought that you get a speeding ticket 30 over, 25 over, and kind of just keep doing the same thing you're doing is a little problematic. Again, he's not the first guy to get multiple speeding tickets in the span of 10 or 15 days. He's not going to be the last. I don't think it should impact his position or situation in regards to the Browns quarterback competition. I still think he's probably the most talented guy they have. But when you're in a four-way race, there's no reason to give any discussion of why you shouldn't be starting. And Shador has now done that off the field. You don't want to play me, make it because there's a better guy. But that's because you got to beat me out on the field, at training camp, mandatory mini camp, whatever it is. It's not going to be because I did something dumb away from the team facility. And for a guy like Shador, who certainly is not promised a starting job, because of where he was drafted, he's not even really promised a spot on the roster. Now, I think he'll be on the roster, but he's not promised that spot because of where he was drafted. And we're going to talk with a guy who's used to going a little bit of fast. Maybe not Shador Sanders fast, but that's all right. Welcoming in Daniel Suarez here, NASCAR driver, the 99 Chevy in studio on mic 2. Sonny, let's make sure we get the mic turned on there. Quaker State 400, available at Walmart weekend, Echo Park Speedway. And I'm pretty sure everyone knows by now, if you didn't, a rebranding there in Atlanta. It is now Echo Park Speedway next weekend, June 26th through the 28th. Couple of things to be focused on. Friday, you got qualifying at 3. You got the Focused Health 250 at 7:30. And then Saturday, the big boys get it going. Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, 7 p.m. So Atlanta getting in on the night race action. Tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com or at Ticketmaster.com. Daniel Suarez will be taken to the track when we get there. First off, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing good. I think we have to start out with what took place in Mexico City. Let's just start with NASCAR being in Mexico City and the entire race weekend, your experience there. We'll get to the victory in just a moment. But how special was it just to see everybody involved, the drivers amped up for it, and the crowd there at Mexico?
It was unbelievable, man. The entire experience for me, it was unbelievable. Not just on the track, but off the track as well. You know, we did so much work for this race. Events, sponsor events, media, you know, with local media, local influencers. We just did so much stuff. And I feel very blessed to be, you know, one of the faces of the event, you know, having so much support. I have never felt so loved, you know, and so supported in my life. And then be able to win one of the two races I competed in the weekend, it was extremely special. It was definitely a weekend that I would remember for a very long time, and I believe a lot of fans as well.
Yeah, I think when you look at, like, special moments, you look at, like, Andy Murray winning Wimbledon, and it's kind of like that. For you to win in Mexico City, it really is like that. You win the Xfinity Series race, obviously emotional for you. I'm kind of interested in how other drivers understood what it meant to you, and you'll get a level of congratulations right after the race. A lot of guys are still a little frustrated. They couldn't get it done for one reason or another. When the dust kind of settled and people got the weekend, what was the reaction from other drivers to you about your victory in Mexico City?
Yeah, you know, that's actually the only part that it was a little bit crazy that, you know, I won on Saturday, and then a couple hours later I had to start focusing on the next race, that it was happening the next mornings, the next afternoon. So I didn't have a lot of time to really celebrate or to do anything because I have to, you know, flip the page quickly and then focus in the next task.
Yeah.
But obviously the way I see it, it was not just a win for Daniel Suarez. It was a win for Mexico. It was a win for the industry.
Yeah.
For my sponsors, for my team. And everyone won because it was something very cool and unique. You know, it was a popular win. The fans were super excited. A lot of people, you know, wanted to attend the race after that to support myself. So I feel very blessed.
Well, if they want to attend a race, let them know. It's not that far from Mexico City over here to Atlanta. A lot of direct flights. And they got a little bit of time because it's not this weekend. It's next weekend, June 26th to 28th. Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, 7 p.m. I see you wearing the Quaker State T-shirt as well. And so when you look at Echo Park Speedway, let's start here. This is a track that you have won at. We'll talk about that race from 2024 in just a moment. A lot of drivers talk about what they enjoy at Echo Park Speedway and how it's different from some of the other courses. What do you like about the track here in Atlanta?
I like things that are unique. I like things that are different. And Atlanta Motor Speedway is a hybrid. That's the way I say it. You know, it's not a super speedway. It's not a regular mile and a half anymore. So it's a hybrid, and there is not one racetrack like it. And that makes it, as a racing driver, that makes it cool. You know, that makes it unique because it's different. And I embrace that. You know, I have embraced that since day number one. So I'm super excited to get back here. Obviously, as you know, we've been very successful here in the past.
Yeah.
And looking forward to fight for another win.
So it was February 2024. You picked up the win here in Atlanta. If you go back to that race, go back to that day, and I know you've obviously a lot of races between then and now. Do you remember what worked for you that day? Do you feel like you can replicate it when you do come here next weekend?
For sure. I know exactly what I need to do. I know what I have done right in the past. I know what I have done wrong as well. And I know what we need to be able to execute. You know, you need a good car, a good handling car. You need some good teammates up front to work with you. And you have to make the right moves to stay in control of the top five. And that's what you need to do.
The race, the Quaker State 400, is going to be a night race, 7 p.m. I'm fascinated by the night race stuff. Do you enjoy night racing versus afternoon? And then, like, the side quest question I have for you, how different does your nutrition have to be for a night race versus a day race?
Yeah, the first question is, I do love night racing. I personally like night racing better than afternoon, just because I think that race cars look super cool at night with the lights. Not I love racing at both conditions, but at night I think it's just extra cool. And when it comes to nutrition, every driver is different. I personally work my nutrition backwards. What do I mean? If the race starts, let's say at 7, I need to eat every 3 to 4 hours. So if the race is at 7, I need to eat 2 hours before the race. That's 5. That means I have to eat at 5. That means that I have to have lunch at 1. And that means that I have to have breakfast around 9 or 10 a.m. So that's kind of like how I work my nutritionist.
It's Daniel Suarez, driver of the 99 Chevy. He's going to be in town next weekend for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart there at Echo Park Speedway. Full weekend of racing Friday. You got qualifying. You got the Focus Health 250. And again, the night race on Saturday night. We got to take a short break. We're going to stick around. Daniel Suarez is going to hang out for a couple more minutes. A couple of interesting questions in the racing realm, but some fun stuff coming your way as well. It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.